Yeah, hold on. Let me. All right, we are recording and we are live. Welcome, 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 everybody. We are here, day two of Credit and Cash Flow. Show me the money. I'm your friend Jerry Tolliver here, CEO of Fly Credit. And today it's going to be all about increasing your cash flow, how to make more money so that we can stack our bank accounts and live a life of financial freedom. And so yesterday we talked more about how you're going to get business credit, how you're going to make some smart investments. And so today we're going to talk more about how you can increase your revenue, how you can increase your cash flow, because we could all use some extra money, right? We could all use some extra money. And so that's what today's talk is going to be all about. And today I've actually brought expert Felicia Kelly. She's a founder and president of Cyrus Anointing Consulting, a lifestyle development company that provides and customized solutions and financial education to small businesses. She is a speaker, consultant, and money management expert, primarily known for her faith-based brand, Coaching Christians to Coins. She has seen firsthand how money affects life, business, and every area in between. So for over a decade, she has been helping clients to make strategically powerful decisions that increase revenue and cash flow to ensure they operate their lives and businesses at a highest level possible. So welcome, Felicia. We're so excited to have you here.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate you considering me.
Oh, absolutely. I've heard nothing but phenomenal things about you, about how you've helped people really turn their financial life around. And I'm excited to hear a lot about what you have to offer because let me tell you, I know what it's like to have money problems. And, coming from where I was years ago to just being here today and be able to put other people like yourself in front of others that have been struggling with the same thing, I think it's just amazing.
Awesome. Thank you. Listen, I have had my share of money problems myself. And at this point in life, I'm actually thankful for them because I believe that's what led me to where I am. So
I love
I
that.
absolutely get it.
That is perfect. Well, you know what? I see you got some slides today. You're probably like one of the few presentations that got some slides. So what I'll do is, yeah, I'll let Felicia take it away so y'all can get these goods today.
Excellent. Well, again, thank you, Jerry. I truly appreciate you. I know what it's like to have a platform and, you're really protective of your platform because your people trust you. So by proxy, they trust me because you've allowed me to come upon your platform. So today I have a very brief but impactful presentation called The Secret to Money Mastery that I have catered to your audience. So again, my name is Felicia Kelly, and some people call me a wealth coach, some people call me a poverty crusher, some people call me an abundance advocate. It doesn't matter to me. In a nutshell, I'm a speaker, trainer, author, and coach. And a lot of people consider me a debt elimination expert, and I just love abundance. And one thing that I run into often when I'm speaking at a conference or speaking at a church or speaking at a company or what have you is that people will say, "Well, Felicia, I'm not college educated. I don't have this big six-figure job. What can I do?" Or, "I'm starting my business, but I don't have XYZ." So just to put it all on the table and to be transparent, I'm a college dropout. I'm a first-generation six-figure earner. I have not always had it right with money. Like we mentioned earlier, Jerry, listen, I've had my money problems. I started off quitting college and finding my way into the car business after I lost my job. I planned on going to college. I planned on doing things by the book, but that was just not the hand that I was dealt. And when I went into the car business, I found myself previously, I had made $1,600 a month. And like many people, I assumed if I just made more money, everything would be fine. And what I realized that once I went from that $1,600 a month to 30 days later, making $7,900 a month and continuing to increase my income up to $15,000 a month was that making more money was only a piece of the puzzle. So I really like to speak holistic money management, which highly includes increasing your income. On the other hand, I grew up in tight religion where some of the religious people I was around thought, "Oh no, if you make so much money, you must be a bad person. If you make 200,000 a year, if you make 2 million a year, you must be a bad person." So I really had this tug of war with making more money and managing it well. So that led me to come to find out that the issue wasn't the money. Money wasn't the root of my issue. It was the fruit of my issue. So not having the education around money that I needed really took a toll on my lifestyle. When I had money, I wanted to blow it all because I wanted to live a great lifestyle. But when I didn't have money, I actually felt more secure because I didn't feel like, one, I would blow it, or two, that I was worthy of making a lot of money. And it took me to start building my business and to really restructure my business in 2016 to understand that making money is a good thing. Most people don't have an expense issue. They have an income issue. So it comes with learning how to increase your income. But you need to know that in order to become unstoppable in your finances, there are two things that you have to conquer up front. Because if you don't conquer these two things up front, making more money and managing money is not even the discussion you need to have. The first thing is that you need to understand is that you have already been given the power to get wealth. Every person on this planet has something within them that can create wealth. It may not be quitting your 9-to-5 right away, but there is something in you that can create wealth. And the second thing is that you have a divine right to live an abundant lifestyle. What I find with many people is that mindset is the first thing to conquer. In the years of working with clients, whether they were full-time entrepreneurs or in the car business or what have you, I have found that the mindset shift is the hardest part to tackle. I can give you as much strategy as we want that I'm going to give you here in a bit. But if we don't conquer these first two things and solidify our mindset, then we've done it all for nothing. So I want to make that clear. And the first things first is really going to shock some people is no more budgeting. Budgeting is so restrictive when you consider I've got to have a budget. I've got to have a budget. It's not in my budget. Rather than focusing on budgets, I really want you to focus on your lifestyle cost. Because I tell you what, you cannot truly, truly unleash who you are and who you're called to be without financial freedom. So you might be thinking, what is lifestyle cost? And it's simply saying, how much does it cost to be you? What is your income like? What is your lifestyle like? Do you have a large home that requires a high electricity bill? Do you have a small home that can escape with minimalism? This is why it's important to know what your lifestyle looks like. Do you have a family of four? Do you have a family of eight? Do you all have private school? Do you have all of these things you start thinking about? Because there is a cost associated with being you. If you're single, if you're a single woman, your lifestyle may look very differently from a single man. If you're a married man, your lifestyle is going to look significantly different from a man who is single, doesn't have children, and you're married with three children. So think about how much it costs to be you. And there's a very simple formula that you can use to determine this. Your standard expenses. What are standard expenses in your life that aren't going anywhere? You know, I would love to pay off my utilities, but those things are going to come full circle every month or every quarter. Now, what are some comforts? Because you have to add those comforts in with expenses. And people who budget to the penny, expenses only, are always the most miserable people that I know. Because one of two things typically happens. Either they go over their budget because we forget that there are some comforts we should just afford ourselves. Or two, they don't actually get to enjoy anything. So there's a flip side to both of those. And the last thing you want to add into that calculation are your luxuries. And what I really would love for people to understand about this lifestyle cost is that there are some things that we have considered, especially in minority cultures, Black and brown people, for some reason, have always, for the most part, associated things that should be comforts as luxuries. Taking your family on a quarterly weekend to decompress from all the day-to-day life, that should be a comfort, not a luxury. So consider those things as you're building your lifestyle. And for those of you who are in business, consider this as you're building your business. And we're going to get into pricing here shortly, but that's something that we must understand because there are truly only five steps to financial freedom. And that's what I've found. Everyone believes you really just need to cut your expenses and forget about the rest. But there are five simple steps that I want everyone to follow. Step number one is maximizing your income. When you're looking at your business, when you're looking at entrepreneurship, what products and services make you the most money in the least time? The first step to cash flow is to increase what you make. So if you have products and services that you've noticed over the past 6 months aren't making money, stop offering them. It's really that simple. And, you know, some people tell me, well, Felicia, I love doing X, Y, and Z, but it's not selling. But this particular thing sells like hotcakes. Focus on what makes you money, and then you can expand to the rest. Because I know we have some people that say, well, cash is king, cash is king. But I truly believe that cash flow is king. Because if you have capital in your business, you can continue to make the strategic decisions that you need to make to build a company. Once you build a successful company, you can continue to build conglomerates. And that's really what we have to focus on. Step two. Now, this may ruffle some feathers. I'm known in my community to step on toes. So if this ruffles some feathers, I'm totally okay with that. But I really want you to consider streamlining your expenses rather than cutting expenses, because there are some expenses that you'll have in your household and in your business that will make you money. My golden rule when it comes to expenses is to never, ever, ever cut costs that will save me time. I will say that again. I will never, ever cut costs that will save me time. And here's why. If I make a hire in my business, I'm in a season of hiring right now because I have to go into this position of growth. And as I'm hiring, I'm doing the math on what it's going to cost me to hire these three new team members. And what I realized is that hiring these three new team members could more than five times my income. And I'm only going to be spending a fraction of my income on payroll. So you never cut costs that will save you time. I see so many entrepreneurs. I primarily work with entrepreneurs that are stuck between that 10K and 15K per month, coaches and consultants and experts. And what I realize is that we will spend time hoarding money to not hire. Meanwhile, we'll do things that we are not great at. It's cool if you are good at something, but you should focus on what you're great at and hire someone that is great at the things that you're only okay at. That way your customers can get the full experience. They can continue to come back and refer people to you. Another thing that I live by is balanced due dates, both in business and in my household. Because if you know that you pay yourself $3,500 every 2 weeks, then the bills that you have due should be split evenly between those pay periods. And you may not get them down to the penny, but if you have $2,500 of expenses, half of those should be in the first pay period and the second half should be in the second pay period. That way your cash flow is always seamless. Now, step number three is eliminating emergencies. I know everyone may think, well, I know what to do. I've heard everyone say, save $1,000. I've got my emergency fund. No, keep listening, because what you really need to understand is that $1,000 emergency to one person is totally different for someone else. The number one way to eliminate emergencies is to determine how much an emergency is for you. Think about, okay, if I needed to come up with $2,500 right now, how could I do it? Yep, got that in the bank. I'm good there. If I needed to come up with $5,000 right now, how would I get that? Yep, got that. Cash flow's rolling. If you get to $10,000 and it hurts, that's your emergency number. So start to save that emergency amount, put it in a high yield savings where you can earn money on your money. Meanwhile, eliminating those emergencies and avoiding number four, which is where we talk about debt. And this is another one where I ruffle feathers, because you want to eliminate debt based on the monthly payment that will add increase to your household. This is how I paid off $45,000 of debt in 1 year. That's one thing that I'm known for in my community, is that rapid debt payoff. And the way we do it is we don't focus on the snowball method. We don't focus on the avalanche method. We make a list of our debts and we decide, okay, I know that I have a debt that's $300 a month, or I have a debt that's $500 a month. I can swing paying $1,000 on my debt. Put a date by that high dollar amount that's going to give you some income back. Because if you pay off a $500 per monthly payment, that's going to give you an instant raise. Again, focusing on the cash flow versus the balances. Many people will tell you to pay your balances off in order from lowest to highest because you get those small wins. But if those small wins keep you broke from month to month, then it's not really a win. Yes, you feel excited because you paid off a debt, but I would feel even more excited if I paid off a debt that also gave me a raise. And the final step in the five steps of financial freedom, we call this the 818 method, is a reward system. I know some people will say, just save every dollar, penny pinch every dollar. But for most people that I work with, most consultants and coaches and experts have a certain caliber of lifestyle that they want to live. And in order to live that lifestyle while you're paying off debt, while you're saving money, while you're building your business, you got to celebrate the achievements of hitting your income goals, hitting your saving goals. And also when you pay off debt, because those things should be rewarded. What you have to realize is that nearly half of the people in the United States cannot even come up with $400 off the top of their head. Consider the fact that you are not an overachiever, but you're a rare person. You deserve to celebrate yourself, because most people are going to take the easy way out and just say, you know what, I can't do this. But you are someone who's taking control of your finances. You're creating wealth. So when you hit those income goals and you hit those savings and debt goals, you have to create a system to reward yourself. And it's really that simple. Once you master these five things, financial freedom is inevitable. Because when you have the cash flow, you can truly make financial decisions rather than sticking to a budget. And that is something that I learned even when I was flat broke. When I started getting around wealthy people, I realized that they have a money plan, but they don't focus on budgeting, tight budgeting per se. They do these five things so that they can make powerful financial decisions. So now the question may be, how can you become unstoppable now, right? Well, how can I implement this now? The first thing that I want you to do, specifically for those watching this presentation, I have a $297 mini course that I've set up for you to get for free. Okay. And it's how entrepreneurs can make more money, cut work hours in half, and live a dream lifestyle without sticking to a tight budget. I know a lot of coaches promise you, oh, make six figures, make seven figures. But what I've found is that it's not about the money. It's not about the dollar amount. It's about the lifestyle it creates, because you want to work less time and spend more time with those you love, or even get some alone time by yourself without thinking about business. You want to cut work hours and live your dream lifestyle, and whatever that lifestyle means for you. And you can go to that, get that free training when you watch this presentation by going to workwithfee.com. And some of the things that I've taught you today are explained fully in my book, Proverbs and Profits, Seven Keys to Building Kingdom Wealth, which you can get at my website at FeliciaKelly.com. Otherwise, you can stay connected with me through social media. I'm very active on Facebook and even somewhat active on Instagram, but I find that I can really interact on Facebook. So that's typically the best place to catch me and ask me questions. Go to my social media and you can drop any questions you have there. But it's really that simple. And that is it. That is everything. That's the whole shebang. So thank you so much, Jerry. I truly appreciate you allowing me to come onto your platform and share this information with your audience.
I love it. Thank you so much, Felicia. You gave a lot of great information, actually. One of the things that really stood out to me was a tip that you gave about never cutting costs that will save you time. That was like, Absolutely. Oh my God. When I finally came to that realization in my business, it like skyrocketed my cash flow. It skyrocketed my income. Because I think sometimes we get so consumed with, like you said, hoarding cash and just seeing the bank account go up that you don't realize that it could go up even faster if you decided to take on some help.
Absolutely. Because you can't get the time back.
Yeah.
You know, if you find something that saves you time, take advantage of it, because the money you can make again, but the time you'll never get back. Wow. You know, and that's something that I've learned through coaching. I invest a lot of money into coaching and consulting and working with top quality experts that can truly give me what I need. And I tell you, it really changes the learning curve and shortens it dramatically.
Wow. What made you get into this business, and what made you start your company?
You know, actually, my husband is what very supportive would be an understatement. And we were in the car business together. I spent a decade in the auto industry, and my customers would continue to come back. And he started to ask me, why do these people keep coming back? They couldn't get approved and now they can. What is going on? And I said, well, I just have them break out their budget. And we work through their numbers. I give them some advice, and then I show them what's going on with their credit, and they come back and they've done what I've told them. And, you know, their credit score is going up by 100 points. Their cash flow is increased. They paid off debt. And he said, babe, I think you got to start charging people for this.
Wow.
So I said, oh, okay, sure. And, you know, it just took off from there. So in 2016, I made it official, and we've been running ever since.
2016.
Yeah.
Wow. So it's been like over three years.
Yeah. I made it official then. And, you know, I'd been doing it for a couple of years, and he finally said, okay, I think we're giving money away. So we made it happen.
Wow. You must really love what you do.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And like I stated earlier, as I can tell, all the things that I went through, you know, blowing so much money and destroying nearly $250,000 in 2 years, it really led me to this. And so I'm grateful for it now, even though it hurt a bit at the time.
Yeah, I totally understand. I've been there, and I'm sure a lot of people even watching this right now, probably even going through it right now or have gone through it in the past, because I mean, we don't get taught these type of things in school. And mm-mm. Most of the time you either learn it by trial and error or learning it from somebody that knows it themselves. So
exactly.
Thank you again, Felicia, for dropping by and sharing your nuggets with us. And so I hope you all, hope y'all got some good information today, because Felicia definitely dropped some really good nuggets on you to help you with understanding some different methods about what to do with your money. And I love your methods, by the way, because they're so unconventional, right?
Yes.
I hear a lot about the snowball and a lot of Dave Ramsey information, which is good, especially for the basics.
Absolutely.
But I think that what you share is very strategic. It's very
absolutely. Absolutely.
I love that a lot. So I hope you guys got some strategy today with Felicia Kelly. And so what I want you guys to do, of course, is I'm going to drop these links below so you can click on it, get more information on Miss Felicia Kelly. Go ahead, grab her book and go and get that free course so that you can start your journey to having more money in your bank account, increasing your cash flow and living the better life. Again, we're here. This is the third day of Credit and Cash Flow. Definitely make sure that you watch all of this. If you have not, rewind it, write some notes, take it away and start executing, my friends, because knowledge is power, but I can assure you that once you start executing it, you'll be able to drastically improve your lifestyle in the next 6 months or less, right? What would your life be like once you start getting that emotion? So pick up our book, Proverbs and Profit, 7 Keys to Building Kingdom Wealth. Sign up for that course. And if you have not already, and you want to get access to all of the sessions for an unlimited amount of viewing, then you need to click the button below, grab your all access pass so that you can see Felicia Kelly and all 12 speakers forever, so that you can get endless nuggets for the rest of your life. So I'm appreciative again, Miss Felicia, for dropping by. Thank you all for tuning in today, and we will see you next time.
Bye.